Hi, my name is Jeremy Rains. I'm the pastor of Mount Clover Road Baptist Church. And Lord's allowed me to be here since this past September. And when I first came to our church here, I began to just look at different areas that I thought we could improve upon and begin to pray about different needs that I had seen. And one of the biggest needs I've seen here at Mount Clover Road is the need for a children's pastor. We have a lot of children. We have a lot of children's ministries. But I noticed that we didn't have someone that really could oversee those from a pastoral staff. And I appreciate all the volunteers that are involved, from Sunday school teachers to Awana workers. And we've got so many that are involved in children's ministry. And I just felt the Lord would desire for us to have someone on our staff that would oversee our volunteers, give direction to that ministry, and begin to just take our children's ministry to a brand new level. Well, the Lord answered that prayer, and just last week, beginning of June here, 2016, God has brought a family to our church, the Taylor family. And Paul Taylor is sitting here with me today, and I thought we would just by way of video here and podcast introduce you to this new family, this new staff family at our church. It's good to have Pastor Taylor here. And Pastor Taylor, I'm glad the Lord brought you here, and we're praying. We've been praying even before the Lord put you on our heart to come, praying for this position. And then when we began to interview for this, and I really felt the Lord was in this, and I'm so glad the Lord brought you here. Why don't you tell our church family just something about yourself, something about your family that you just think would be interesting and good for us to know.
Well, my wife and I, we've been married for 14 years. We have three children. My daughter, Lydia, she is 11 years old. Okay. My son, Marty, he is 9. And my youngest, Benaiah, he is 7 years old.
Benaiah?
Benaiah.
Did you get that?
Sir.
Is that a Bible name?
Yes, sir. That's one of King David's mighty men.
All right.
So,
good.
Yes, sir.
Good.
So he was very loyal and very spirited. So
good. Now, does that describe your son?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Very much so.
Good. So. Great.
Yeah, we come from First Baptist Church of Milford, where we served working with the youth for 7 years. We've had other experience as well, working with younger children for a number of years.
Okay, good, good. Well, we are so glad that your family's here, and we are looking forward to many, many years of productive ministry here with your family. What are some things that it'd be good for our church people to know? Some hobbies. What do you like to do?
Well, some of the things I like to do, I like to keep up on news and politics.
Okay. How's that working this time of year?
Not working out how I hoped it would, but it's a good thing the Lord's in control.
Yeah.
But I also like to mess around with old vehicles, cars, and stuff like that, and do some tinkering.
Okay.
But I also, there is something I've picked up here in the last couple of years that I enjoy, coin collecting.
Okay.
Modern day coins, old coins, stuff like that. I enjoy just looking and evaluating. And
good. It's a hobby that I have as well. So
really?
I didn't know that, yeah. Okay. We'll have to get our coins out.
Okay, let's do that.
In our spare time, yeah. obviously, the Lord brought your family here to lead our children's ministry.
Yes, sir.
And what are some goals that you you've had? I know you've only been here a week now, and we got you right in here with Vacation Bible School.
Yes, sir.
And it's been a busy week. But just as you've been praying during the interview process, and then once you accepted the position and just been praying through that over these last couple months, what are some goals that you have that you would want our church people to know so that they can get behind those goals and understand how you're leading our children's ministry here?
Well, some of the goals that we have in mind is, first of all, the education and salvation of our children. Obviously, it takes some educating on the part of the workers and the children's pastor before a child can get saved. But I would also like to, once, you know, if we can bring the children to a saving knowledge of grace, I would like for there to be a relationship that they have with the Lord, and that's something that they're between the church and their home, that we can emphasize that. But also, I would like to equip the parents as well.
Okay.
That, I believe, is a very vital part, because it is the primary job of the parents to raise the children.
Yeah.
And I want our church to be there to help them and equip them for whatever they need.
That is, I'm excited to hear that. And obviously we talked about that during the interview process. But I'm excited for our parents to hear that. I don't desire as a pastor of a church just to have a children's ministry that's just fun and games. It's not a babysitting service. Although, whatever it is, Sunday school, Vacation Bible School, Awana, the activities that we'll have here in the future, Camp, Elevate, all of those ministries that we have, there's fun times and activities in there.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to just have our parents drop their children off and then rely upon us to do all of the Bible training. One of the things that I'm excited to hear that it's a passion of yours is to help the parents as well, to equip the parents.
Yes, sir.
And supply the parents with resources, books, training, seminars, classes that we can put on here at our church to help our church families, help families in our community in this area of parenting. Parenting isn't easy.
No, it's not.
It's trying. It's difficult. It requires a lot of patience. Parenting a godly home is even harder. And so I'm excited to hear that you're going to put an emphasis on helping the parents and giving the parents the tools and the education and the help needed so they truly can be what God desires for them to be. And our church just comes alongside equips them. And so that's exciting. I'm glad to hear that. And I know our parents are going to be glad to hear that's your vision as well. What do you want parents to know about our children's ministry? What if you could just speak into the heart of our parents here at Mount Clover Road? What is it that you want them to know?
We are in a battle for our children with everything that's around them, what they get from school, what they get from the television, what they get from their friends. I want the parents to know that what they're going to receive here is strictly God-honoring and from the Bible. And I want them to know that what we are doing is we are looking to raise these children up with the help of the parents, giving the kids God's truth in an innovative way.
Okay.
Maybe something that ways that have been done before, but also new ways possibly of teaching the kids and the kids learning in a different manner.
Okay.
But still teaching the same Bible doctrines that we know are the foundation.
Sure, the Bible doesn't change.
No.
So whether you're 100 years old or 6 years old, the doctrine stays the same. The principles of the Word of God never change.
That's right.
And so good. Amen. Well, what do you want our children to know about the children's ministry?
Well, I want the children to know that it is a fun place to come to.
Okay.
But not only will it be fun, it'll be educational. I don't want to scare them away with that part. But there is fun in learning,
okay.
And especially when you're learning about the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that you can take and you can share with your friends. And I want them to know that this is a place that they can bring their friends.
Good.
And that they can learn about God as well. They can be a testimony out in the neighborhood. But they can also bring their friends here to learn about God.
Good, good. What is your favorite Bible character?
My favorite Bible character would have to be Gideon.
Okay, how come?
Because Gideon was not expecting God to use him.
Okay.
And it kind of came as a surprise to Gideon when the angel showed up.
Right.
And he was kind of standoffish at first and didn't really want to participate.
Okay.
He wanted to make sure that God was in what the angel said he was doing.
Okay.
So he put out some fleeces.
Okay.
And God was able to use him in a mighty way, and it was very exciting to read that and to share that Bible character with my children.
So what is your favorite Bible passage? If there's a story in the Bible, I know Gideon's your favorite Bible character, but is there a favorite Bible passage that you go to maybe on a regular basis to find encouragement or strength or just enjoy reading?
Probably it would have to be 1 John 2,
okay.
verses 14 through 17.
All right.
Talking about how the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, all those are very prevalent today.
Right.
We seem to consume ourselves with those things. but those things are not going to be what lasts for eternity.
Right.
The passage ends with, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that are going to last. You know, there's our trial. We're going to have trials in our lives, and the things that we do, you know, the works that we've done are going to be burned up when we get to heaven, but it's the things that we've done for the Lord that are going to remain, that are going to make an impact.
Good, good. Great, great reminder, great Bible passage. We have started Elevate. Now, during the school year, from the time school starts through the end of May, we have Awana here at Monclova Road Baptist Church, and we have a lot of kids that come.
Right.
Great workers and just a fantastic ministry. During the summer months, we have a ministry called Elevate. Elevate is for 4 years old, children 4 years old up through sixth grade, and they meet every Wednesday evening. What are your plans? What exciting things do you have planned for the summer that would encourage our parents to make sure their kids are here and make our kids want to be here?
Okay, well, our Elevate program, it is, like you said, ages 4 years through sixth grade.
Right.
And we're going to learn about God first and foremost. But I think one of the ways that we can do that, we can have fun doing that. We'll have lots of games. We'll have lots of fun time. The kids can get together. And I would encourage kids to bring their friends because it's a more relaxing time. There's also, we have some snacks, so I know everybody, all the kids like snacks. Yeah, I like snack time myself.
You probably like snacks too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And your workers probably like snacks?
My workers do like snacks.
Is that how you get them to come out and volunteer?
Well, I mean, you know, we promise them some things, you know.
Let's get to the important question. What kind of snacks?
Oh, wow. My snacks, probably my weakness would have to be, I think my favorite...
Maybe a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything, but if we're going to narrow it down to, you know, kind of a kid level, it would be those fudge-striped cookies. You know, it's got
cookies.
The fudge on the back and the stripes.
What talking about.
Across the, yes.
So yeah, I've eaten those.
You have, huh?
I have. Yeah, I have.
That's good.
So, well, good, good. Well, so Elevate is a casual time where kids can come during the summer.
Yes, sir.
Great opportunity to bring kids, other friends from their neighborhood and school.
Yes, sir.
And there's games. And obviously a Bible message that goes through as well.
There's games. There's learning. We do separate our kids into the younger groups from the older groups.
Okay.
So that way we can concentrate on, you know, gearing that message toward the younger kids. And then also,
and a four-year-old doesn't have to worry about getting plowed over by a sixth-grade student.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, sir.
And I'm sure that's helpful for the teachers as well because they get to teach at a four-year-old level.
Right.
And sixth grader gets a Bible lesson his level or her level as well.
That he can understand. Right. It's not dumbed down.
Yeah.
For a...
Good. Good. Good, safe environment. And we want to encourage our families to allow their children to be a part of that ministry on Wednesday evenings.
Yes, sir.
Great. What are some ways that our church family can pray for you and your family?
The biggest thing that our church family can do for us is pray that we stay close to the Lord. If we are not working in the Lord's power, then we're not working for the Lord.
Right.
We are working in and of ourselves, and you and I both know that nothing can be done in and of ourselves.
Yeah.
So without the power of the Lord, I think it's in vain.
Right.
So, and I don't want to be ever doing that in my own power. So I would just pray for just closeness to the Lord and just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Good, good. You came in right when VBS starts. You got our Vacation Bible School T-shirt on there. On the backside, there's a Bible verse. What are your thoughts coming in here? Your first full week of ministry here. I mean, thrown into the fire of Vacation Bible School. You've seen 100 volunteers at our church now come together these last 4 days. And what impact are you wanting to make here at our church? Those 100 volunteers, those probably that many that work in Vacation Bible School and Sunday school teachers and children's church workers, what do you want them to know as you come in and begin to lead this ministry? What are some ways that you want to impact this ministry here at Monclova Road Baptist Church?
I want to impact making and developing good, godly young people, because you've heard the phrase that the youth is the church of tomorrow, but I believe that the youth is the church of today.
Sure, yeah.
It's important. Those are the ones that that are constantly learning and growing, and I would like to make an impact with the young people so that our church grows together as a group.
Yeah. Pastor Taylor, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad your family is here. We need to get you moved up here real soon. I know your house has got a contract on it, and you're looking to be moved up here.
Yes, sir.
But you are up here during the week and on the weekends and kind of going back and forth for a little bit between here and Cincinnati. But I'm glad your family's here, and we've been praying for this position. I'm excited about what God's going to do, and I want to encourage your church family to get behind Pastor Taylor, serve, be challenged, be stretched, and let's together make this children's ministry a ministry where it glorifies God. God receives all the glory and the honor and the praise, and we produce godly children that grow up to have a desire to serve the Lord. I appreciate you watching this video, getting to know Pastor Taylor better, whether watching us on video or podcast. I pray it's been a blessing and a help to you as you continue to pray that God uses this church to impact this community and this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray you have a great day.